Hi, I'm Elena McMillan, and today I will be interviewing Melinda Delmonico, CEO and President of Gibson Arnold & Associates, a premier legal recruiting firm providing outstanding talent to both corporations and law firms. Also worth noting, Gibson Arnold & Associates has been recognized by legal journals as one of the top-ranked leaders in the legal staffing industry. Melinda, thank you so much for being here. I am thrilled to interview you, and I really appreciate you carving out some time to answer a few questions for Columbia Law School.
Elena, thank you. I'm delighted to be here in presence with you today.
Oh, fantastic. All right, let's get started. So I want to talk a little bit about the Denver legal market. How would you describe the current legal market here in Denver now?
So the legal market in general is fairly robust. We have watched the Denver legal market over a number of years. We opened up our Denver office in 1992. And since that time period, there's been upturns and downturns in the market, and the most significant being in 2008. So since 2008, the law firm community in Denver and nationally has gone through a variety of shifts. And today, I'm happy to report that law firms are hiring aggressively associates.
Perfect.
And lateral partners to boot.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about law students. So what are some effective ways for law students who are interested in firms in Denver to distinguish themselves?
So when a firm is looking to hire an associate on a full-time regular basis, ultimately, depending on the firm, they have criteria that's very important. And as most law students know, their number one criteria tends to be transcripts and grades, and also the ranking of the law school. So I think the Columbia students are in a good place since they are with a very premier-oriented law school.
Right.
But what they need to focus on is the grades. And remember that one semester they may be down, another semester they may be up, but it's a cumulative grade point that they look at. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, a Supreme Clerkship or a Supreme Court clerkship or a district court is really helpful for the top ranking law firms. And the way that we look at the ranking of a law firm is in the Am Law 100. That particular journal, The American Lawyer, ranks the firms in a number of different ways, but that is a good gauge to go by. And a number of those firms are located in Denver. In addition to that, personality, preparation, understanding a culture for a law firm is important. Mm-hmm. And I think you can have the grades, you can have the clerkship, but if you go in with a poor attitude and you're not prepared, that is a death nail in your coffin in a job search. It's really important to be prepared in your research and understanding cultures and also a little bit of self-awareness of who you are.
That is excellent advice. How about trends? Are there any trends to know about, like companies hiring straight out of law school or certain types of work disappearing?
After the 2008 economic downturn, law firms were limiting the number of associates they were hiring. And as I said, they are now becoming much more robust. And so the work has shifted a bit. I think corporations are putting a lot of pressure on law firms to lower their cost, to create alternative billing and other arrangements. And so I think that one particular trend is that there's a balance for the corporation of how many in-house lawyers they have versus the amount of outside counsel and the efficiency of the work. So I think as an associate, you may be understanding in the firm, how do they approach the associate's work? Because that's changed and that is continuing to shift based on the economic pressures of corporations. Another trend is that corporations are wanting to see inclusiveness and diversity. So lawyers with diverse backgrounds, they find that to be important when they're hiring work with outside counsel. And I think being aware of how the firms are looking at those trends can be very important. Another trend would be that law firms are increasing their pay to associates. And what we're finding, we also do a lot of in-house search, there's becoming a wider discrepancy in pay. And associates that are ultimately practicing and wanting to go in-house may choose not to go in-house because the pay is so much more significant in a law firm than it is in corporate America, with the exception of high-level manager positions.
Interesting. All right. Has there been any significant attorney movement to or from major law firms in Denver?
There's a national trend of mergers. Very sizable law firms are merging. I think we've all read about them. Denver's a little bit behind on that, but I anticipate the Denver market will also have firms merge. What has happened in the last 5 to 10 years are the top 50 law firms are starting to show up in Denver. So firms that were not going into this market are now looking at the market, primarily because the Denver economy is a market of startups. We have 9 Fortune 500 headquarters here in Denver. And I say 9, last month it was 8. So we lose and we gain and we go back and forth. And we have startups that come out of the tech industry and other areas out of Boulder and other communities, and then they grow into larger companies, they have a law department, and then they get merged nationally. Versus our Houston office, Houston is the second largest corporate headquartered market in the nation after New York, and there is a plethora of activity in all various industries going on. So Denver is a little bit of a different market. So when law firms come here, you know, they've been watching the trends with oil and gas and other industries and making a conscious decision to move. There's a lot of lateral partner movement. I wouldn't say that on associates as much. Sometimes they'll move with lateral partners, but associates tend to join a firm and stay put until maybe their practice group moves or they decide to go in-house.
Got it. So which large law firms are the most selective?
Take a look at the Am Law 50 firms. And you've
that'll
got,
be your list.
But we have Gibson Dunn. We have Arnold and Porter. We have very sizable law firms that have moved to Colorado, and they are looking for top law schools, top grades, a Supreme Court clerkship. You know, they're very narrow in what they're seeking. And of course, like I said earlier, culture and personality is huge. Mm-hmm. So there are a number of other law firms that are premier in this city, from Holland and Hart to Bryan Cave, you know, to Davis Graham and Stubbs, that are local law firms. To even though Bryan Cave started out local, they were one that were acquired. It used to be Holm Roberts & Owen, and they were acquired by Bryan Cave, and then a plethora of other terrific law firms that are out there, and I could name 50 of them that are excellent.
All right, let's go to the other side. Which other law firms should students know about? Maybe some leading boutique practices.
Litigation, I would say Wheeler Trigg is an excellent, Wheeler Trigg O'Donnell is an excellent law firm. They are a national litigation boutique, and they have outstanding lawyers practicing there. There is a corporate boutique called KO. There's an oil and gas boutique, Beatty and Wozniak, and there's a myriad of other boutique firms.
Excellent. Where would you say that most associates leaving law firms in Denver currently, where do you think they go?
They go in-house. They go into a corporate job. So some of the corporations that we have, normally, a corporation in Denver looks for a minimum of 5 to 6 years of experience before bringing in a lawyer from a law firm. The corporations don't want to do the training. They feel like the law firms give significant training on how to be a good lawyer, and then they get their expertise in-house. So we have very sizable law departments such as Dish, DaVita, CenturyLink, and a number of oil and gas companies, tech companies, other healthcare entities. There are a variety of industries in Colorado.
Great. Let's talk about practice areas. What are the most common practice areas within large law firms in Denver? And are there any practice areas you would characterize as particularly robust at the moment?
Most of the large law firms, mid-sized law firms, are looking for corporate attorneys. So corporate transactional, M&A, corporate securities, any private equity experience, that is a desirable area right now. Litigation, I would say, is robust, but not as robust as corporate. Healthcare, especially provider experience. So if you're an associate or you've had a healthcare background and you're just graduating from law school, I think you can leverage your experience. Anyone that has a career prior to law school can get a job pretty easily in this market. It's very valued to see that. So if law is a second career for you, I would encourage you to look at our market. IT compliance is another area. We are seeing a lot more with data privacy, FCPA, and other types of regulatory backgrounds.
Great. How about anything you've seen with less activity?
The market is continually fluctuating in regards to practice areas. I gave you what is the most popular right now. But for example, employment and environmental, we're not getting a lot of requests in that area. So I think, you know, 6 months from now, that could be changing depending on what's happening in corporate America and the various industries.
Sure. Are there any practice areas that are less available in Denver than in other major legal markets?
I would say that it's not about practice areas, because we have every single practice area here in the city. To me, it's really about jobs. I think that the Denver legal community is extremely competitive. There are lawyers that move from all across the country to be in Colorado because they want to be in Colorado. And it's a very desirable place to live. So I think the job market can be leaner than, for example, on the East Coast or the West Coast or in Texas. And you have to be on your game on a search.
Got it. All right, great. Well, what resources do you suggest people consult if they're not from Denver, but they're considering practicing in Denver?
They're always welcome to call Gibson Arnold and Associates. We work with most of the top law firms in the city, if not all of them, in one capacity or another. But we do have the Business Journal. The Book of List is a great journal to get a handle on the law firms that are here. There is, like I said, the American Lawyer. There are other journals to look at. But the Book of List is really nice because not only does it list law firms, it also lists corporate law departments, corporations that are here. If you're a lawyer that actually doesn't really want to practice in a firm and maybe you want to be with a nonprofit, it gives you a lot of information about other entities and other types of careers you could have based on what's going on in Colorado. It's pretty broad. I'd also recommend joining the Bar Association of Colorado, getting a feel for what's going on. There's a wealth of knowledge with our Bar Association. If you are a Columbia law grad and you're in-house, we have the American Corporate Counsel Association here to get involved with. They also have on their website jobs that they post. And I think LinkedIn and some of the online types of networks can be very helpful. I know the recruiting world in general, not only recruiters, but also law firm and corporate recruiters will utilize these types of databases to get a feel for individuals. So it's important to have a current website link. When I say website link, a LinkedIn or another social network that you're a part of, and to be mindful of your internet presence.
That's great advice. Okay, what organizations should students consider joining while they're still in law school if they're planning to practice in Denver?
I think the first question to answer this question is, what are you oriented to and what are your passions? Because you can join an organization, but what is the benefit of that organization to you? You want it to be meaningful to you. So for example, maybe you want to join the women's bar. Maybe you want to join the Asian bar. Or you want to volunteer for an organization. Maybe it's human trafficking. What is it that you're passionate about? Because ultimately, an employer is wanting someone who's passionate about what they do. They're a passionate human being, that they know themselves, that they're self-aware, and they can contribute to any team or organization. So the key is to find your passion. If you can find that in law school and join an organization that suits you, that's fantastic. And the other part of that is you're creating a network. You're building contacts. And for a job search, no matter if it's Colorado or if it's Houston or LA or wherever you might be, being able to have a network to draw upon. And it doesn't have to be just a network of lawyers. It can be a network of business people and other passionate people that you relate to. They're going to help you. And if you're lucky enough, maybe you can even find a mentor while you're in law school to help you build that and to help you collaborate.
That's great. All right. Well, do you have any other general advice for students wanting to summer and then practice in Denver?
It's really, really important that you are committed to coming to Denver. All of the law firms in Denver have been burned by these wonderful associates coming to town because they want to play in Colorado, but they really don't plan on moving to Colorado. And every firm has experienced that. And the first thing I hear from the attorney recruiters of a law firm is, we need someone who really, really wants Colorado. So this market has that understanding of everybody wants to be here, but they want folks that are really wanting to move to Colorado and are committed to this market. So I think that knowing what you want and having that self-reflection and awareness about a potential employer and how much energy they put into you and their training and their connection with you and being honorable to the firms is really key for this market, because they have been exhausted by that.
So just to be clear, you're saying there are people who want to be in Denver for a little while, but the firms really want somebody who's prepared to call this home.
Yeah, or they want to be in Denver for the summer plane.
Yeah, or for skiing.
Right? It's important to have a commitment to this market and be able to show the firms that you're committed to it. I think also for the Denver market, really getting a feel for the firms and preparing before you submit your information, knowing about them, not just sending out your resume just because you want to try to get a job at 20 different law firms. Yeah, it is a systematic effort. But if you can show knowledge about a firm, if you can show that you've spent time learning a little bit more about the partners, maybe an understanding of their culture, and somehow reflect that in a cover letter, that is important. And lastly, with any job search, really putting together a list of contacts and networking. The firms appreciate top credentials, and you may get lucky by just emailing or sending your resume. But if you have a contact that can call a partner and put in a good word for you at a firm, that helps tremendously.
Excellent, excellent feedback. Well, thank you so much for taking time to answer these questions. Melinda Delmonico is CEO and President of Gibson Arnold & Associates, an award-winning, resource-rich legal recruitment firm providing outstanding results since 1981.